Hot diggity damn, welcome back to another edition of Draped in Gold, your one-stop shop for NXT content all around the world. My name is Hobo Boys, and my normal broadcast colleague, Jack Farmer, is on assignment, but that's okay. We got ourselves a guest in the booth from, could I say, Shades of Blue podcast, the man himself, Crunk Chocolate. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on. I am excited to talk about truly an amazing and, dare I say, horny NXT show.
What?
I mean, I'm ready to talk about it if you are.
We're going to break it down momentarily, but I give a shout out to everyone out there watching, streaming live on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on X, and Trovo. Thank you so much for watching or listening on the audio version or even on Spotify supports video. Top 5 stars, man. New reviews keep the show relevant and make sure new fans can get involved. If you have questions in the chat, let us know. But tell me more of the Shades of Blue podcast. What's the dealio, bro?
Oh, thank you. So I am Crunk Chocolate. I do Shades of Blue podcast. We are a football soccer podcast. We cover men's and women's football, specifically Manchester City Football Club. But we do talk about the whole world of football. It is me, Tom Bomb, Sharpie Charlie, Lando, and Tarek Peterson. We span around the United States. We drop anywhere between 3 and 6 episodes a week through multiple formats. You can find us on YouTube or your normal digital streaming platforms. You know the vibes. Come and join Shady Gang. That is what we call our beloved listeners. But that's enough about football. I'm ready to talk about the squared circle.
Let's get into it because, frankly, the show was dope because I was on Shades of Blue. Last night's NXT was one for the ages, a very transitional one. The pacing really wasn't fast that we're used to, but a lot of things were eventful. Start off, at least for us, let's talk about Trick Williams, the man on the mission to get some revenge back from Melo after being just totally betrayed and stuff. And, well, what we saw was a twist upon twist. Metaphor gets involved. Last Legend definitely gets involved. Crunk Chocolate. What happened with your boy Trick?
I am on Team Trick. So, like,
I bet you won't. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I haven't been so like on a dude's side in a very long time. Just his energy. He looks like $1 million. Him on the mic, he's fantastic. Even when he seems to flop up, he is able to fix himself. But I really can't even say mess up because I feel like it's been a while. Obviously, Lash Legend, it took him 10 seconds to RZA. Like, he was just like, are you looking at me? And next thing you know, a little spin, a dip, and a smooch. It was, it was, even if that was planned or if she went with the moment, it hit. Like, they may even have, they might not have actual chemistry, but I think they might be dating now. It was,
I will say this, Trick Williams succeeded where Otis failed because Last Legend obviously loved this. After losing the Heritage Cup, though, and seeing what happened, is it not long for Metaphor? Are they going to break up soon? What say you?
That's a great point because I was shocked that Noam Dar wanted to, after losing his title, to step up, especially going after someone like Trick. At least he was forthright in his actions, what he's trying to do. He's like, hey, you're the hot guy right now. I want that. I'm going to come after that. The whole thing with Metaphor, it's 4 against 1. He obviously, Trick has stolen one of them away. So Meta 3, I mean, that is
stolen so, one away.
You know, the hearts of one at least. And you know, maybe Lash Legends will talk to her girl, and next thing you know, it could just flip on them. And if the numbers game is all of a sudden with Trick, are they as powerful as you think? And Trick's a big dude, so I think Noam Dar's gonna have to work hard in the first place. But if he loses his numbers game,
an inadvertent power couple I've ever saw one. But what's waiting in the wings is Carmelo Hayes. Him, it seemed like a year and a half ago, he was untouchable. The win-loss record isn't the greatest now, but I don't want to sell Carmelo Hayes short. Looks like Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes are on a collision course for Stand and Deliver, which is about 3 weeks away. Can you believe it? Is Carmelo the underdog? I mean, Trick Williams has a whole crowd behind him. He has Lash Legend behind him. What's going on?
Melo is a coward. I'm over him. All the security. Yeah. First off, he was cheap. And then the Don got him. So he had to up his payment and get some real security guards who will actually support him, even though he's not really putting himself in a circumstance. Trick didn't really want him until the Don situated himself. He wanted to see what was going on with Dragunov. He wanted to, despite Mello being the awful person he is, Trick awful. Is allowing him. Yes, he took his own supposed best friend out multiple times.
Right.
And hit about it. He's just been a sneaky little snake this entire time.
I don't think so. I feel like Carmelo Hayes won the breakout tournament, brought Trick in. Carmelo Hayes was North American champion, brought Trick up. Carmelo Hayes said, go ahead and go find yourself, Trick, because I believe in you. And Trick responds by saying, I'll do it by myself, dog. I'm just saying, maybe Trick Williams betrayed Carmelo first. Just for a hot take.
He's just saying, I don't want to use you as like my emotional support friend. I want to prove to myself I can do this by myself. Yes, you're great, but... especially because he knows what it's like to be the number two, to hang behind and maybe ruin a match or help in a match and people kind of question, do you deserve that win or not? He wanted to prove himself. And he really has until Mel has to step his sneaky, snaky little face into the situation.
The hate is real. Talk about people trying to do the whole... you were a hater. Let's people are on the biggest redemption tours. Rich Holland's been going through it. He's been training in the dark for some reason. I thought they had the light bill paid. Doesn't matter. Sean Spears, the chairman, returns and had ourselves an actual last match of the evening. You can call that our main event. Sean Spears, with a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of skill, gets the dub. Two questions here. Sean Spears return. Thoughts about that? And Ridge Holland can't catch a break, can he?
Sean Spears, the guy, I'm not a fan of the Beijing and the beard. Same thing with like Lexus King. It's a lot. But I like the format. I like what he's doing. I like the psycho feeling, the by any means necessary. He's fun, and he's trying to bring it out of Rich Holland. The man is still being hiding himself. It's cute that he's a family man, like that, right? That's cute, but also you're a giant rugby dude who got kicked out of rugby for being too violent. You hurt people. Accept who you are. Quit all this whining and fighting. I don't want to be like that. But then you want to blame the fans. You're a flip-flopper. You're a waffler. Like, throw some butter and some syrup on them.
You can't be a violent man and have a wife. You can't be a violent... well, that sounds terrible. You can't be a violent man and still love people, is what I'm saying. You can't be someone who goes to work and handles your business and say, hey, look, I have a wife and kids and I love them very much. It has to be one or the other.
I'm saying you're supposed to leave your, make it separate, home and work. And he seems to be trying to like mesh that stuff. There are some greats who find inspiration through their kids. Obviously, Becky.
You're not impressed, Seth. Apparently. Yeah, kids, whatever.
Yeah, like Seth and Becky, they've been recently finding great inspiration through their girl. That's great, but those are already proven people who have been there, done it, and you have to find inner depths of inspiration. This dude shouldn't be tapped out worrying about that nonsense. I don't know. I'm unfazed by him. He seems distracted.
Everyone you hate on. Carmelo Hayes, one Rich Holland, the other one. But Sean Spears.
Oh, this is the energy I'm bringing, baby.
You just hate all around, man. It's cool. But Sean Spears, since returning to NXT, I guess we're not going to mention the Ty Dillinger phase, seems pretty much his presentation has pretty much been unchanged since his last employer. Can he have a space on the roster, you think? Or are you worried that Sean Spears will probably be too distracted by side quests quite like this?
We need more big dudes, especially Dijak around. That's kind of the problem. How many kind of smaller dudes can they fight? Sometimes you just need the phrase, you know, meaty men bumping meat, however that phrase goes.
Shout out to Big E, man. That phrase is like put itself through the lexicon of wrestling.
1,000%.
Just slap me.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you need. I think he's going to fit in great, especially with Ridge. Like, that was a great match. Very entertaining. Hard hitting. Like, I loved it.
Yeah. I'm with you. But yeah. Let's talk about these big men slapping meat. Obafemi, the ruler, was walking to work and gets attacked in the parking lot, sadly, in broad daylight. Who does that? By Brooks Jensen. And the threat was laid down. You going to watch or I do to your friend? But Obafemi said to Josh Briggs, game time. It was a North American championship on the line. Obafemi versus Brooks Jensen. And, well, even though Dijak and Josh Briggs seems to be in the wings for the North American title, Brooks Jensen was not. Absolutely dominated. Crunk Chocolate, walk me through this. Does Brooks Jensen have a death wish or something?
I don't know what he was doing trying to get at him in the parking lot. Oba tried to tell him, his brother tried to tell him, you look like a child right now throwing a temper tantrum, trying to show how tough you are. I'm unmoved by young man. He feels like generic wrestler man with the super hairy chest and the plain. I don't know. He needs to get a bigger mullet or something. I don't know. He's just obviously Oba, massive. Like, dude, what did Brooks really think he was gonna do to Oba? Like, are we being real about this?
He could have hit him in an ankle lock and get the tap out. That would have been my strategy.
Either way, Oba is throwing you around, even if you have his ankle, as you saw in the whole entire match. Yes, he had some moments, but Oba showed who the boss was, who the champion is, and why he deserves that belt around his shoulder, because it's not fitting around his waist.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that Obafemi can be set up. If he's not a star already, it can be set up to be one of the bigger stars in the roster. But I really want to hammer home this Brooks Jensen thing because, again, hating on the man's chest hair, it's the way he was made, man. Once that trio
it's
of him,
much.
Briggs, and Fallon Henley broke up, he was right. Brooks Jensen's lost. He's trying to do the daredevil thing, going after big challenges. You can't knock a guy for doing this. But with the loss tonight, where does Brooks go from here?
That's the thing. You need to somehow figure out how to get some wins. You just came from a tag team. You can't go back to a tag team. Can you? Who would want someone who is just down in the dumps right now?
Lots of guys can see on TV. Have you seen Dante Chen for weeks? I haven't. Have you seen Keanu Carver? I haven't. These are guys that would love an opportunity to be on TV with Brooks Jensen.
Hey, well, maybe he just needs to get back into the tag team because obviously one-on-one, he doesn't have it quite yet. There's some growing he needs to do. Maybe he needs to join the catch crew. I don't know.
Wow. Wow. Well, if I was interim manager, I'm not saying I am, I would totally make Brooks as FTR, as NWA power as possible. But that's just me. This is why I'm a fan and watches the show and not anyone with any kind of power on that brand. You mentioned the tag team division. Let's talk about a tag team match we had yesterday. It was the LWO, Joaquin with King Wild and Cruz del Toro against OTM, Brian Nima, and Lucian Price. And even though I have teased LWO for emphasizing the L in past couple weeks, they actually get the dub here. Lucian Price, Brago Nima, even with the element surprise, couldn't make it go together. These are two teams that sorely need the victory, but it was LWO on top. Thoughts?
OTM can't get a win at all. They are struggling. They look great. Strong dudes. They're knocking people around. I mean, Jada. She's the only one in OTM getting some wins.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I don't know what they need to do to figure out a win. Maybe they just need to focus on actually wrestling. Came in gunning, like you said, caught them before the match, LWO before the match. Launching them over the ropes, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Doing some really cool moments. They need to figure out how to translate that into wins. I don't know. Maybe they need to go somewhere and watch some tape. I don't know if that's what you do in wrestling. Like,
watch the
game plan, right? Figure out what they're doing wrong and get some W's for them.
So with the victory, Latino World Order qualifies for the triple threat number one contenders match to see if they can take on the Wolf Dogs at Sand Deliver. I still can't. I'm not used to Wolf Dogs, but it's fine.
Wolf Dogs.
Everyone has a chance. But before I get to the LWO, you're right. OTM came out. They have the tool. They have the meat. But it seems to me, and this is a theory that Jack Farmer and I were working on, that OTM hasn't been winning all those matches since the addition of Scripps. Even though Scripps is your homeboy, maybe they need somebody with a little more focus in the back, telling them to train, tell them to work a little harder. What do you think about that theory?
Scripps? I mean, that's a great point. I enjoy him. The flipping's fun. He seemed to bring them up. I don't know. Maybe Jada needs to step front and tell Scripps to back off a little bit. I don't know. She seems to be the one who is the most focused of the group. And hey, I don't see many groups that have a woman in it where they are the upfront leader, especially when there's more men. I mean, there's
Judgment Day for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But we could definitely have that in NXT. And she seems the one who is most like ready to take on Raw, SmackDown. Obviously, she still has a long way to go, but I see it when she's in front of the camera, she's talking. Yeah, I enjoy her very much.
This is good. This is my crazy idea that's going to get me like not canceled, because it's not dumb, but people are gonna be like, what? Like, everyone's saying Jada Parker's a star, and there's some people who are like, oh, she's not ready yet. I think she's totally fine with being a one-on-one, like 1v1, like a Karrion Kross situation. You have, say, Lucian Price, who can fight, and then you have Jada Parker, who can fight in theory, because we all know Scarlett's a capable wrestler, just chooses not to. OTM as it is right now, I do think Scripps is a weak link, but maybe it's all just lulling me into a sense of false security. Maybe there's a grand plan with the loss that we can make it happen. So you mentioned LWO winning the match has no chance to be the next NXT Tag Team Champions. And if Jack Farmer were here, he would agree with you. The Wolf Dogs seem like they can be forever champs. Can anyone take them down, do you think?
No. I just think about who can take a spear and kick out. And Cruz del Toro and Walking Wild are not those guys. So wow. I don't even think I'm kicking out of the spear, if we're being honest. Like, it's terrifying. They just seem primed and ready every week. They seem like they're getting together better, the Wolf Dogs. They seem to be embracing the name even. I don't know. I'm just how can you hate on it?
What is a wolf dog? No, I do that for Titus O'Neil and Titus O'Neil alone.
Have you not seen a husky?
A husky is a dog.
Wolf, it's a wolf dog.
Whatever.
You guys are getting too weird about words. Like,
okay, yeah, I'm going to tell you about the crab spiders. And you're be like, yo, it's the same thing, bro. No, they're different animals. I will die on this hill. I swear to God, I will die.
One's a wolf, one's a dog. You smash it together, wolf dog.
You were forgetting that Baron Corbin was the lone wolf, and now he's in the tag team. I'm just putting it out there. Lone wolves don't have groups.
But also, he burned all of his ships to start anew. So if he started new, like, you can't talk about the past. If he's trying to make a new person and a new name, and you're still being like, hey, but you were like this in the past, like, how can you allow him to grow?
First of all, that's the worst impression of me ever. Second of maybe.
That was general
maybe not.
Voice. That wasn't
you specifically. I'm going to go that guy. Okay. All right. That's all the time we have today. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna play up because they do look the part. I mean, if I'm Bron Breakker, I'll probably chill off the Tanner, but they do look physically intimidating. And, you know, why not have them win? And it looks like it's gonna be their title to lose, which is interesting because Baron Corbin's a free agent, it could appear in all brands, and Bron Breakker just signed the SmackDown, so they can lose, they can have that title for as long as they want. So
that's a good point. And chill on the Tanner is hilarious, but also accurate.
Yeah. He's looking like me now, bro. And my tan is built in. I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
It's an observation.
It's LeBron Breaker right now. It's crazy. You got to chill out.
LeBron Breaker. I'm just bringing it. God. All right,
let's. Elsewhere in the tag team division, we had Kiana James and Izzy Dame, which, even though I'm not sure why they're a tag team, I'm kind of liking this, was originally supposed to go against Thea Hale and Kalani Jordan because JC Jane didn't want to show up. Kalani Jordan was attacked backstage. Why you hit my girl upside the head like that? Fine. Where Fallon Henley tries to make the save to make it a full tag team match. A lot of moving parts here. James and Dames, they get the win. JC Jane and Thea Hale are going through some stuff, and Fallon Henley is again saddled with an L. Crunk Chocolate, a lot happened with this matchup. Help me untangle everything.
I'll just start here. It's good to have Thea Hale back. JC Jane.
Are you sure? Because Brinley Reese has been very quiet since Thea Hale came back. I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the better character wins. I don't know what to tell you. I just enjoy Thea. What I want to say is she's so tiny. She comes into everything so fast. So I feel like maybe that's also why she can't seem to find a win. Also, she needs to slow down and figure out how to put a little more oomph in that very small frame, because a lot of energy. Focus a little bit. I thought that that's why she tried to embrace the bad girl. And
yeah,
I don't know. It just didn't work with her. JC Jane, I don't even know what she's doing. I don't really trust. I don't understand how Chase let. Yes, Chase Hughes back together. I'm super excited. Good for the U. But maybe JC, she needs to get out of here. Her and her little hood rat friend. They're just
hood rat.
They're just too much. Like, why even come to the ring? You're obviously not there to support. You're wearing heels and leather tops. Like, what? You're obviously not about to fight. You're just getting in the way. Like, you're not a friend at all. And poor Thea, you're probably disappointed in me. No, again, they're the snakes. I don't know what is going on. I just really want Thea to watch her back. And Fallon Henley is just not helpful. Yes, she showed up, but she was not helpful.
Hey, I've also showed up to things and not been helpful before. Give her. I'm here to help, dog. Like, if you have a potluck, I'm bringing them napkins. Like, yo, I brought the napkins. Like, I'm totally not helpful at all. Okay, so JC Jane and Jasmine had a hood rat friend. Looks like could reform Toxic Attraction. That was actually mentioned in Thea Hale's speech afterwards. Would you be down for that? Especially with Gigi Dolan having her own issues about a reformation of Toxic Attraction?
They both. Well, I mean, Gigi. I mean, we'll get to it, but Gigi is now on her own little side quest of to become a better person inside, not out. So right. I'm personally looking forward to that possibility of growth. You know, it's an opportunity gap for her. She needs to just hunker down and focus on that and get away from that toxic side. Stay away from those toxic friends. They are in the past for a reason, girl.
Okay, so there are some naysayers on the internet who look at Chase U and say, you know what, Chase U was kind of like a stock 2.0 thing. I'm not sure why they're together. If you want to win championships, you want to get yourself on the top at 9:55 instead of 8:05. You got to take yourself seriously. And that the whole idea of a school that was almost bankrupt but got back into being in business over a calendar is a bit of a farce. If you're Thea Hale, you're at a crossroads. You have a chance to really align yourself with somebody else or put yourself out on your own, but you go back with Chase U. Would this ultimately end up being a mistake for Ms. Hale?
Well, first off, are you an accountant? How are you questioning how Chase U got their money?
If when was the last got it who has calendars calendar? In 2024, Crunk Chocolate? I smell
it
funny.
It might be wonderful photos. Maybe it is the pages might be real nice and laminated. It could be high quality. I don't know.
Really?
But who are you? Are you an accountant? Have you checked their books?
I can tell you, accounting does not save businesses. That would never work. Bank sales do not save companies. Are you kidding me? Are we arguing about this?
I'm just saying, like, focus on what is actually going on. And it is Chase U. They seem to be, they get to good chances. They'll get to the tech team championship match and can't really get it through. Been carrying around a trophy for a while. And what does it even mean nowadays? I don't know. I am Thea. They are. They're all a bunch of losers, unfortunately, because that's just what they have been. But they're fun. Side note.
Wow.
That video of Chase Yu, of wow. Chase specifically, all the cursing and everything that he does, I don't really know what the point of introducing that unless he needs to slowly embrace his anger. So maybe that could be, I don't know.
So let me jump in here because you are young.
I'm getting old.
No, you're young and you're not as old as I am. And I am a geriatric. Wrestling has somehow went to a demographic younger than me. I became old boy, but I grew up with Bobby Knight. That was the whole point. He was a Bobby Knight impressionist, the guy who would throw chairs, wear the same red shirt, throw chairs, get mad. I think he passed away this year or whatever. So I'm all about that. So cursing and swearing is supposed to be his thing, and it's not like a dark side because his arc side is stop slacking off. But you're right. No one under the age of 35 is going to get that. So I also see what you're saying. But Chase,
you I was just like, wow, man is abrasive. I did not know that.
Yeah, there was a time where basketball coaches used to throw chairs at people.
I know that about that. But I just didn't know that about Chase. Like he's an angry man. And I don't know. Maybe he needs to embrace it a little. That could potentially get them some wins with that money that's coming in. I mean, is the money still coming in? It's the third month of the year. I don't know who's buying up.
Well, I'm not an accountant, so I wouldn't know. What I will say this is, my girl Kalani Jordan needs to get her comeuppance and revenge. I am not sure if it's going to happen at Stand and Deliver.
Who did that? Who do you think did?
Who do you think did that? It was Izzy Dame. I would say Kiana James because she doesn't like Kalani Jordan, but to be honest with you, Izzy Dame's a muscle. And I'm looking at you. Kalani Jordan has to break out. It has to get dispatched, those two. That has to happen. And Fallon Henley is also in the mix also. So you have yourself another tag team match set up for the down the line, I would say. Anyway, because this guy's a hater, let's talk about the most hated man on the roster right now, Alexis King. And before I get to the matchup, let me know if you're a Alexis King fan. But he takes out Mr. Stone and won the second one-sided beatings we saw this week.
So you call me a hater.
You are. And
like Alexis King, we are both just misunderstood individuals. People seem to understand the way that we just speak our truths. We try to let people understand what the actual reality is. I know everybody's in this little like sim world. Get out of the Matrix, y'all. Like, Alexis King, he's a truth teller. He tells it how it is. He shows up and he just gets what he wants. Or if he doesn't, he tries. And a lot of you people, you don't try. So maybe get more like Alexis King and put yourselves in situations to succeed.
Well, succeed he did, dispatching Mr. Stone pretty handedly and decisively. But Von Wagner, another 2.0 original. In fact, I think Von Wagner was in the main event, the first 2.0 episode, shows up, stares down Alexis King. I would say this would be a challenge for Alexis, but Von Wagner has been another person who can't seem to buy a win in recent months. What's going on? If you were in Mr. Stone's role, if you weren't beat up, what would you do to make sure Von Wagner is set up for success?
Leave him. And say, hey, I need to go to Alexis King. He told me that he was going to show me what a star does and what a professional looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start following him. I thought Von Wagner was the truth, but he went and got his head smashed by Braun and still lost. I mean, yes, he got a little like slam at the end, but he still lost. Like, you're losing. There's only so much you can keep losing, especially.
Hold on.
Chocolate. Move on. Go to success.
You're saying Von Wagner's a loser. That if you were Mr. Stone, you would walk away.
Mr. Stone back.
But yet you criticize Carmelo Hayes for doing the same thing to Trick Willie. Look, are you for winners or are you for friendship? Because you can't be both, Crunk Chocolate.
I can be whatever I want. I contain platitudes, multitudes, shades, flavors. I am a mercurial individual.
Tweener. I see how that is. But yes, Alexis King seems to be the guy who could be anywhere and everywhere. And I'm still waiting for that match between them and Sean Spears. But Lexus King is also treading water. We see him tease the main event. We see him getting that vault, but I want to see him really have a challenge. So if I don't believe Von Wagner's a challenge with Lexus King, let me ask you this. Who do you think would be the perfect challenge for Lexus?
Von Wagner will be good. He'll be fun. It's another big guy that he can beat up on. Maybe show his real physicality, because he really couldn't do that to Mr. Stone. Obviously, he's kind of he's a frail guy. And also with the hair, could you imagine him and Lexus King side by side, the blonde and the brunette, their hair just flying? Like, that's just great energy. He just needs to get away from Bond. And also, I was speaking of this being a particularly horny episode. The Lexus King had this move, the drive-by at the end, where he basically just like thrusted his head into Mr. Stone's head while he's on his knees and knocked him down. Like, what kind of attack is that? Like, could you imagine the pelvic power Lexus King has, the damage he can do if he basically knocked him out cold after that? It was wonderful. It made me hurt a little bit. So maybe there's something I need to work on down there. Maybe
now that you mention it,
I don't know.
Pelvic power shirts coming soon. let's talk about something that really made me feel like this guy can hold his own movie. Tony D'Angelo, The Family, Ilya Dragunov. It was a story in two parts, but definitely I was gripped in the edge of my seat. Now, I have given Tony D'Angelo my own share of flack because the accents are all over the place. Tony D sounds like he's from Chicago. Adriana Rizzo sounds like she's from Staten Island, Jersey, New York, South Connecticut. Girl, let me know which side you're supposed to be from. But to me, it was great. Ilya, not afraid of the family. Ilya paying consequences, and then a mutual sign of respect. Walk me through the mini cinematic episode we saw last night on NXT.
Ilya's a brave individual. For him just stepping into the Don's place like that, and respect to the Don for showing Ilya his place. But yeah, you can be the champ all you want, but this isn't the ring, my guy. This is my space, and when you come to my space, this is how you will be dealt with.
Sure.
And even the Don told him, hey, I could do something real bad to you right now if I wanted. Do you see how alone we are? But I'm not. Yep. Because I want this champion from you the stand-up way. But you are going to walk. So here's your leg day if you didn't do it.
Wow. Yeah. We're having the two diamonds. Remember that guy? Here's a question, though. With Tony D'Angelo being the number one contender for Ilya Dragunov's NXT Championship at Stand and Deliver, are you on team the Don? Are you rooting for Tony D'Angelo?
I think so. I enjoy what they show, what they represent. Yes, they're a family, but obviously they come from different places. Maybe one of them moved to Chicago. Maybe one of them moved from Chicago to New York, Connecticut. I don't know. You nitpicking accents. It's just like, are you from that area?
Let's I'm from account. Brooklyn. You let me know. Okay, hold on. Let me start this now, because people are like, you're knocking on Adriana Rizzo. I am not. I know she's dangerous. She could probably put me in a headlock right now. I don't try to talk smack about people who can beat me up. But if you're in the family, and the thing is, Tony Angelo starts off with saying, I'm from the Chicago outfit. And you grew up with Tony D'Angelo. Why is your accent different? One. But your accent is so broad. I go, are you from New York? Are you from Long Island? Are you from Jersey? Are you from South Connecticut? These are all different regions with their own different
Don
families.
Could have visited during the summers. How they could have been childhood friends. He comes every summer like Italian families visiting his mama.
Here's why that's important. But Craig, here's why this is important. If I'm Italian American, I go, oh, great. Another mafia character. I don't want to believe this. So it has to be authentic. You got to tell me this is how it is. From these streets. OTM, I was rolling my eyes. Ugh, another hood gimmick. But these guys are outside of a Floridian liquor store. I go, oh, and the hood I'm from, I'm going to watch. That matters. So, Adriana Rizzo, I'm asking you to let me know where you're from. Are you from Brooklyn? Are you from Chiefshead Bay? Are you from Oyster Bay? Are you from the Bay Area? Let me know.
Oh, man. He's like, give me receipts. You got any like high school photos? Like, you're like,
I'll tell you one thing. Also, being from Brooklyn, MJF is the most realistic character on the road. Cause I had classes with MJF, just rich guys who'd be like, I was bullied, and shove you in the dirt and be like, I'm better than you. Like, I grew up with that. That to me is authentic. So you tell me you're from the East Coast. Well, you don't tell me. You sound like you're in the East Coast, but you're all over. Go.
I feel that. All right.
Getting started. Got me all wild.
I rescind.
Got me so mad. But yes, I'm with you. I like this because it really added weight to it. Ilya Dragunov was somebody I loved in NXT UK, but that was a brand where you could just beat people up and get a fan base doing it. The character of Ilya is kind of unhinged. Not sure what he was doing. Maybe he saw OTM, got to beat up the family at the restaurant, had some plans, but almost got offed himself. So I'm on board. And even though I like Ilya Dragunov, character over character, I think it's time for the Dawn to reign.
There's only so much of a mad dragon you can get before you've scorched the earth enough, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he's done that. The Dawn, I feel like it's going to be very similar energy. He's going to be pretty dominant because Mello seems very distracted. I don't know if he needs to show that he is him, because I'm not sure anymore. He's looking less Steph Curry.
I'm with you.
I was going to give another basketball player that isn't as proficient as Steph Curry, but that's like every basketball player. And okay, I also didn't want to like then insult another basketball player. So that's kind of where I just like trailed off. I was like, no, I lost.
I was like, yo, if you make any ill will against Sabrina, her fans will come after
you. Oh, no. Oh,
even
no.
Leave Sabrina alone. No. Listen, let's go Liberty, bro.
Hey, don't set me up like that.
let's talk about something that made me think about distractions as well. Roxanne Perez is gone full Cora Jade, and she is completely unhinged. She said, I was a former champion. No one gave me an opportunity. I had anxiety, and I got skipped over. I agree with this. This is fine. But the way she's gone about it, going after Lyra, going after Tatum Paxley, and somehow making fun of Lola Vice in a weird, cringy way, doesn't matter. Yeah. She's number one contender. She wants her title back. Ava tries to come out. Tatum Paxley tries to come out. If I am Lyra Valkyria, question for you, Crumb Chocolate, is this not the definition of a distraction?
Yeah, and her whole thing was just me, and it was just so much of it.
Oh yeah.
Roxanne, like her entire premise was just like and she was just blaming other people's success for her not getting her chance, and she was like, I've been doing all of these matches. You've done like two or three matches. What are you talking about? Like
two or three,
yeah, there were some like hard hitting matches, but I don't know.
Roxanne's been a roster for 2 years. War games.
I mean, since she has lost her title, she really has. She's, what do I need to do? Get some consistent run. Lyra, she has been obviously with her tag team matches that she's been in, and she's kind of been off having some fun, which is good for a champion to have every now and then. But before that, she was just doing a string of just banger after banger, beating everybody on the list, earning her spot, beating Becky Lynch. So she's undefeated in singles matches. Obviously, the last loss was Becky Lynch. And the two people before are, since she's beat Becky Lynch, but the two people she has lost to since her like undefeated singles run. Because I want to like highlight the singles run on tag team, she's kind of atrocious. Her numbers are not great. Rhea Ripley and Tiffany Stratton; those are the two people she has lost to. Those are huge names. That shows you where she is going. And then she was able to beat Becky Lynch. That is a great group of people to be around. And Roxanne, I don't know. I'm just not sold. Like you said, distracted. All focused on herself. She's still calling herself a prodigy at 22. It's just like, come on now.
That's how you know you watch too much soccer. 22, retire, bro. You old.
Prodigy? I'm not saying that, but like, you, maybe you need to find a new name. You're not a prodigy at 22.
Right? Fair enough. I actually agree with you with that one. That's kind of funny. Yeah. 22.
You're not a prodigy. You're an incredible wrestler. You're great. Sure. But like, find a new name. Like, maybe, I don't know.
Kind of a sidebar here, and I know it's not the whole point of the scene, but I think Ava's kind of growing into a role of general match. Granted, screaming for referees is not what we would do. You would scream for security or something. But besides that, I was like, oh, man, you know, when she got the job, I was a little concerned, not because of her being GM. It's because she was in a cult before, but she's really coming to her own.
Fair point.
Yeah. What do you think about Ava?
She has grown into her own. I loved her telling Roxanne, hey, don't you talk over me again. I didn't understand how she wasn't able to like wrangle the situation back, because I felt like it ended kind of open. Like, yeah. Yes, I think we're waiting to find out what's going on with Lyra. Is she injured? Is she not injured? They never really got that part out. So
right.
I'm still, I guess, wanting more, which is good. But how do Lulu... is Roxanne, where she was like, all right, take the title and give it to me. Do you mean get in a match, fight someone? Like, maybe be like, put me in the championship match to fight any person, but to just give it to you? You're not even the most recent person who beat her. You just beat her up. Like, yeah.
I'm just submitting a request. You know what I mean? Like, can I be European champion?
It was a demand. Like, she said, give it to me. Like, right. to talk to the general manager is crazy.
And our final match today is kind of quirky, but I found something very interesting about this. This is about morals and manners. Ariana Grace, which is arguably the most dedicated to her career outside of the ring as a beauty queen, takes on Gigi Dolin, someone that was looking for a bit of a run herself. When Toxic Attraction broke up, we were saying that Gigi Dolin, sky's the limit, but it seemed like she got herself backstage in these squabbles. And guess what? She lost by DQ. Ariana Grace kind of goaded her out to cheat right in front of the referees. I guess low blows are universal. Never really thought about that. Hey, Gigi Dolin going down. Ariana Grace heading up the charts. What say you?
Ariana Grace goaded her into...
Yeah.
How do you goat someone into hitting you in the crotch? That's not a thing people do.
Because she hit her first. She hit her first, and she wanted to retaliate, which I would do if someone hit me in the crotch area. But the only thing is that she got caught. Gigi Dolin got caught.
Hey, if the ref didn't see it, I didn't see it either.
And what? Booker T, is that you? Wow, I didn't see nothing. Wow.
I didn't see nothing.
She kicked her in the loins. What are you talking about?
I think she was aiming for the leg or something.
That is not a leg. What? I'm sorry.
Wow, Flobo. Anyway, Ariana Grace is a beauty queen. She is trying to uplift the women's division. She wants them to walk with more pride and just like confidence in themselves, and understand that we can talk out our problems. Everything doesn't have to be handled in the ring.
You're a wrestler. Yes, it does. That's your job.
It does not always. Like, that's the worst case scenario. We are adults. We should be able to talk things out at first.
Nope. Your job requires a certain way of solving problems. If you had a toothache and your dentist is like, you know what? I'll send you a PDF of what to do. You would fire him, would you not?
Well, they first say, let me look and see how serious it is. And that is a conversation. Let's look and see how serious this is. If it needs to elevate into a wrestling, we can do that, you know?
Wow. You want to talk it out? Oh, NXT, you want to talk it out? Just have contract signings for 2 hours.
Because there's no need to wrestle if you don't have, like, exactly. Like, why fight with this person when you just want them to be better? In the end, we want titles, right? So I should be trying to get to the fights that will get me to a title. This little petty squabble stuff isn't getting me any closer to a title.
That said, Gigi Dolin hasn't had a clean win in as matter as weeks, going into months. Here is somebody that we thought was going to be the star of Toxic Attraction when it broke up, but she seems to not find a way to get ahead. What does Gigi Dolin have to do to put herself on top of the marquee?
Embrace Ariana Grace.
No!
Your pageant wave, hopefully. Mine's obviously horrendous. Very stiff wrist.
Right. But
she needs to just embrace the congeniality, build that integrity, have her hair in one color tone or just like one similar shade instead of just like whatever it is. Comb it like that. That'll be exciting. I'm just looking forward to her looking like she, you know, cares about her appearance, because you know sometimes she just comes out and she's, you know, hair's all matted, it's all different colors. Straighten herself up, like straighten yourself up, young lady. And I'm looking forward to what Ariana Grace is going to do
for me. I got no opinions on hairstyles myself. Three more questions before we get out of here. Draped in Gold being saddled with Crunk Chocolate, who's a hater up and down the card. We saw real quick Riley Osborne backstage talking to the No Quarter Catch crew surrounding the Heritage Cup. I've had my problems with the Heritage Cup being on NXT program. I feel like it's kind of like in the background a bit too much, but if Riley Osborne challenges, this could be something pretty awesome. Thoughts about this? Heritage Cup back on the docket with the Catch crew law rule, whatever, of them versus Riley Osborne.
I like the Catch crew clause. I like it. It's fun. Who are you going to wrestle? We're all champions. They're all going to be in the match somehow, some way. So at least, and it gives you a change up, especially if you're a wrestler. The Catch crew, they're all about fundamentals, basics, wrestling, all that stuff. So you know what you're going to get from them. You're not going to get much crazy. So what's the difference between any mini, miny, or mo?
Like that to me doesn't make sense to me at all. Like here's the why. If Metaphor said that, I would go, okay, cool. I get that. You guys are on the moon and you guys have different rules on the moon, and that's totally fine. And Jakara Jackson as being a Heritage Cup champion would be amazing. But you're trying to tell me the North Quarter Catch crew would be four guys who are tough in their own right. Wouldn't they individually want to have their own gold around their waist? Why are they sharing one championship? That's what losers do.
You sound like someone who's never been in a crew.
Also true. I'm a lone wolf.
I have all my for a collective. Oh, now you want to go to the lone wolves. But it's collectives. One group, one mind. And right now, they are together for the Heritage Cup. Sure, may it not last long because one of them should be the face of the cup. And who is that? But for now, it's fun. It's a family. It's a crew.
Got two more for you. Hank and Tank appeared last night. We also saw the Good Brothers as well. What is your take on the Good Brothers going back to NXT?
I don't know. I know the NXT is good for people to... Have you ever seen that meme of Joe... what's his name? What's up, my young folks, or whatever that means.
Yeah. Hello, like, fellow children.
Yeah, hello, fellow children. Like, that's unfortunately how I feel when I watch them interact with everybody. And I don't know. I need to see them in the ring. I don't know. They just don't move me. I'm sorry.
I think, well, as of now, the OC has been made to be absolute fools on SmackDown. Yes. I mean, they are their team. Are they not? AJ insults them and they come back. Hey, AJ. It's like, whoa.
I know.
But what I'm saying is, I'm at a SmackDown show or a Raw show. I want to really feel that someone has a chance of beating each other up. And it's been so long for the OC. And the reason why they're the OC, I mean, they're the only original club that matters. Give me a chance to see them again, to see it remind me why the Magic Killer is that good. I'm on board. It comes down to who they compete against, but I actually like this for them.
I'm slamming your leg, Magic Killer. Leg slam.
Yeah, yeah. Leg slams hurt. Ask Nia Jax. All right. Sorry, Draped in Gold, your one-stop shop for NXT content. It's not time for that part of the show. We ask you, who is your MVP of NXT? Crunk Chocolate, who was the person that stuck out for you, person, tag team, or staff member?
Trick, obviously. He was on there for a very short moment, but woo, did he make that moment feel big. And I'm now very much looking forward to what is going on. I actually care about Melo. Like, Melo should be thanking Trick so much because I, just whiny, whiny baby. And wow. I'm over him.
I think Trick's the whiny baby. I like them both, but Trick is the whiny baby here. Oh my Carmelo, why'd you betray me? Carmelo was already a made man. Breakout contract in hand. One of the best North American champions, not once, but twice. One of the best NXT champions multiple times, and he brought you every step of the way. And just because you couldn't give a guy a little bit of respect, couldn't break him off a piece of what you made, you're sitting there going, betrayal.
But how do you break off a piece of a championship? What are, like,
I'm talking about the earnings. I'm talking about the exposure. I'm talking about the barbershop appearances. Trick Williams owes Carmelo Trick so much.
Should have gave him an Asian fee. Is that what you're saying? This is crazy.
Yeah. Yo, look, if I get a job and someone refers me, I break them off something. That's how it's done. For me, though, it's got to be Tony D'Angelo. Tony D'Angelo and the family gave me a nice little movie inside of a movie. Took me back to the cinematic movie days of the pandemic. I like it. I can get behind the character here and do this while I'm watching the screen. So shout out to Tony D'Angelo. Talk to girl Adriana. Let me know what's good. Crunk Chocolate, man. Thanks for being on the show. You really brought the heat, and you're a hater. That's great. But if someone wants to see more of how you hate against people, especially fans of Manchester United, how do you go about doing that, baby?
Oh, hi. Hello. You can find us on basically every social media platform you can think of. Instagram, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky. We're even on Spill. All of those things. Shades of Blue US are Shades of Blue Pod. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods. Like we said, episode just dropped last night. We have a live stream tonight on YouTube, our weekly live stream where we bring on three guests on Thursday called the Lit Stream. That is on FanFest Live. We're out here. Tap in with us.
Oh man, I can't wait for that one. I think I was on that show a couple times. Why the heck not? Jack Farmer was on assignment this week. Give him some real good vibes, that real Jack Farmer on the social medias. As for me, I'll be back here next week to break down all that Draped in Gold action, drapedingold.com. Please leave a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple. It means the world to us. I know we do this for fun, but it is kind of serious business. Not really. I like to say, yo, Kalani Jordan, give it a strap. That's what I do every week. All right. I'm out of here. Learn more at drapedingold.com. If Jack Farmer was here, he would say, wait, what would he say? How does it end the show? Do you know? Do your best and be yourself. That's it.